Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is a hadith in which Imam Ali alayhi salam, he addresses the Prophet in grieving his wife and the noble lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. Because as you know, we are in the Ayyam al-Fatimiyah. These are the days in which we mourn the demise of the Lady Fatima. These days fall between two significant days in which the Lady Fatima was martyred and she passed away. Let's look at what the Imam alayhi salam has said at this time. Imam Ali alayhi salam, when burying the Lady Fatima salamullah alayha, said the following: O Prophet of Allah, peace be upon you from me and from your daughter, who is joining you and who has hastened to meet you. O Prophet of Allah, my patience with the demise of your chosen one, meaning your daughter, has been exhausted, and my power of endurance has weakened, except that I have ground for consolation in having endured the great hardship and heart-rending event of your separation. I laid you down in your grave when your last breath had passed, when your head was between my neck and chest. Indeed, we belong to Allah. The Imam recited this verse of the Holy Quran. Indeed, we belong to Allah, and to Him do we indeed return. Now the trust has been returned, and what had been given has been taken back. As to my grief, it knows no bounds, and as to my nights, they will remain sleepless till Allah chooses for me the house in which you are now residing. Certainly your daughter would apprise you of the gathering of your community in oppressing her. You ask her in detail and get all the news about the situation. This happened when a long time had not even elapsed since your demise, and your remembrance had not ceased. My salutation be on you both, the salutation of one grief-stricken, not a disgusted or hateful person. For if I go away, it is not because I am weary of you, and if I stay, it is not due to lack of belief in what Allah has promised the endurers. We see the great grief that the Imam salamullah alayhi mentioned and expressed at the demise of the Lady Fatima salamullah alayha. And he also alluded to very indirectly, he alluded to the events which transpired after the death of the Prophet, which led to the demise of that noble lady, which we do not want to get into detail here because obviously there's no time for that. But the oppression that she endured, this led to her demise and her departure from this transitory life in this world. And we will end this session by narrating a hadith narrated from the Holy Prophet, in which he said to his daughter, "Verily Allah is angry at whatever angers you and is pleased with whatever pleases you." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Imam Ali alayhi salam's narration of the death of the Lady Fatima Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali.